With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli attack in Qatar. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the U.S. received prior notice about the pending military strike and gave Doha a heads up.
The president views Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the United States and feels very badly about the location of this attack.
Levitt said the Trump administration views the bombing inside another sovereign country as unfortunate, but also said eliminating Hamas is a worthy goal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the IAEA signing a deal in Cairo. It opens the way for resuming cooperation. Officials in North Carolina facing very sharp criticism over the fatal stabbing of a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train last month. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Charlotte stabbing victim's story is just heartbreaking.
This young lady, Irina, survived Ukraine. She fled amid the deadliest land war in Europe since World War II. She fled to the safety, or so she thought, of the United States, just to have her life senselessly ended by someone who should have never been allowed to walk freely.
And that person, allegedly DeCarlos Brown Jr., has a lengthy arrest record with 14 prior criminal cases. He allegedly killed a 23-year-old young woman. North Carolina prosecutors charging him with first-degree murder. He now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system. Apple has rolled out the next generation of iPhones. It includes a new ultra-thin model and a slight price hike. The iPhone 17 includes a model that will adopt the Air name that Apple already uses for sleek iPads and Mac computers. This is SRN News. Now, the annual UK March for Life took place over this past weekend.
About 10,000 people turned out in London to voice their support for the unborn. And while it's a fraction of the 100,000 that might show up for the March for Life here in the U.S., it's still a significant number. Abortion and euthanasia are being expanded by lawmakers in the United Kingdom, and pro-life advocates say it's more important than ever that pro-lifers make their voices heard. The law now forbids even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a book called Listening to the Law. She was one of five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade and says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. Other justices, she has also received death threats. This is SRN News. A new rule allowing the U.S. to scrutinize a person's views when applying for a green card is not designed to target political beliefs, but to identify support for terrorist activity. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joseph Edlow says the agency needs to be aware of what people are saying and when that speech becomes hateful.
We've always done this to a degree. We've just expanded it to make sure that we're looking at certain applications, especially those coming from the F1, from the student visa world and moving into maybe another type of benefit, maybe an H1B, OPT, a green card. Something else, we want to get a sense of what was the activity that they were involved in. If people are shouting, impeach the president, that is within their right. But if people are shouting and taking action and funding groups that are espousing the ideology of death to America, that's different.
More details at srnnews.com.